In this video tutorial, I want to discuss the differences between programming on the client, and I'll explain what that is very shortly, versus programming on the server. It's important that you understand the differences between the two, because when it comes to PHP and web programming in general, this distinction is key. When I'm talking about server-side programming, I'm talking about languages like PHP, Ruby, Perl, and there are several others. When I'm talking about client-side programming languages, think of JavaScript. So, what's the difference between the client and the server? Well, the server, I think it's obvious to most people. The server is the web server. It's where the websites are sitting. It's where the websites are uploaded to once you're finished building them. And the server essentially are just computers, and they serve, think of like a waiter, they serve out pages. What pages do they serve? They serve the pages that the client computers, typically home computers, request. You see, this diagram tries to illustrate the process that happens when somebody is browsing the internet. So for instance, you got this guy here in home computer with this home computer up here, and he comes to a website that happens to be housed or happens to be sitting on this particular server. And at that website, they click a link that takes them to shoppingcart.php. When somebody clicks on that link or types in the address in the URL bar, the nerds will call that making a request. So when you click on a link, for this example, when you click on a link that takes you to shoppingcart.php, you're essentially requesting that the server send you this particular page. At the same time, you have this home computer, client computer, same difference, requesting the normal _.html page. And whereas this one is requesting another type of page, an ASP page. ASP, by the way, and PHP are competing technologies that pretty much do the same thing, although ASP is kind of dated nowadays. When the client computer, it's a client of the server, right, makes a request for a particular page, the server has to first decide what kind of, well, not decide, but figure out what kind of page the client is requesting. And when the server sees the .php extension rather than the .html extension or the .asp extension, and there are many other types of extensions, it knows to send this page that happens to be sitting on the server to the PHP engine for processing. So we've learned a couple of things here. First of all, the extension on the end of a page tells the server how to process a particular page. So in the case of PHP and ASP, it knows that these particular pages require that they be sent to their respective engines. Let me try and put it another way. Essentially, shoppingcart.php is a PHP page, which basically looks like a normal HTML page, except it's got a lot of PHP code in there. And for this PHP code to be interpreted, it needs to go to the PHP engine. So this PHP extension here tells the server to send it to the engine. So what the engine then does is it processes the code found in shoppingcart.php, and then sends the results back, which most of the time is just plain HTML, back to the server. The server then sends that processed page, back to the computer, the original computer, client computer, that requested the page. So what does this have to do with client-side programming versus server-side programming? Well, First of all, we understand the whole process in which goes on behind the scenes when web pages or PHP pages or ASP pages, etc., are requested by various client computers. So let me try to clearly define what the client side is. The client side is the computer that's making requests of the server. Think of a client of a store. So it's a nerd term, but essentially when you're talking about client-side programming, you're talking about programming where their engines run on the client computers or on the home computers. So in the case of web design and web development, the most common client-side language is, of course, JavaScript. The JavaScript engine actually resides in the browser. The JavaScript engine doesn't reside on the server, resides on the browser. So when there is some JavaScript in a particular page, it's actually processed in the browser that's sitting on the client computers. Whereas the PHP code, because it's server-side code, it's actually processed on the server in the PHP engine before it actually gets sent to the client slash home computer. I use home computer to make it easier for you to understand, but of course a client computer can be a computer sitting at a home, it could be a computer at an office, it could be any computer that's basically making requests for pages from a server. So that's the big distinction. When you write JavaScript code that's in your web pages, that JavaScript code is actually being processed on the client computers, whereas PHP code and ASP code, which are both server-side programming technologies, they actually are processed on the server. Another way of putting this is that since the PHP engine, it actually resides on the server, that's where it's processed, where the PHP code is processed. And since the ASP engine is also sitting on the server, that's where the ASP code is actually processed. I hope this is sinking in. This, again, as you get into PHP coding, you have to understand the differences between the two in time because of the way things are going in terms of web application development, yada, 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 yada. Again, I don't want to go into too many details down that road because we're still beginning this whole thing. So what you got to take away from this is that JavaScript, which is a client-side programming language, its engine typically resides in the browser, right? The JavaScript engine. So when you write JavaScript code and you stick it in your pages, whether it be PHP or HTML or ASP pages, the code actually gets sent to the client computer and is interpreted, read, and processed on these computers. So if you actually pop open a page that has JavaScript in it, you actually see the JavaScript code. What I mean pop it open is like when you use a view source, right? You're going to see the HTML and the JavaScript code still visible. Whereas your PHP code and your ASP code, because they're server-side languages, you'll never see them on the client. And why? Because the PHP code is processed and interpreted on the server and transformed into typically HTML and text and so forth before it ever gets to the home computer. And you'll see down the road that's a good thing, because that's why you can do all kinds of powerful things with PHP and do it securely where you could not do with JavaScript on a client. One of the big reasons, because if people could see all your code, then they could see things like passwords and so on. So it wouldn't be too secure to have everything done in a client-side language. So when I'm talking about programming engines, the PHP engine, the ASP engine, and the JavaScript engine, what exactly are these engines? Simply, they're just programs. They're just software that are programmed, have been developed to process the target code. So for instance, that PHP engine is actually a PHP software that reads and interprets PHP code. Same thing with the ASP engine, and same thing with the JavaScript engines that are sitting in your client computer's browsers. To help you understand the whole idea of how the server will process server-side code, but the browser never sees the code, I'm going to show you a little tiny example. Here I am at killerphp.com, and let me just scroll down to the bottom here, and what we're going to find is the footer. Now you see the footer, 2007 killerphp, blah 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 blah. So let's view the page source. So I'm going to go to the browser's view source. And I apologize for having to resize everything, but my capture window for the video is a little smaller. Anyhow, so I've scrolled down to the footer. So you see all this footer code, right? And you got our links and so forth. I did 22.com, killerphp, yada, yada, yada. Remind ourselves of the original page. So here's the page. Now, what I want to do is show you the actual PHP code in that page. So here I am in Dreamweaver, the index page. And let me scroll down to see it's the home page, index page. And let's get this into view here. So here's the footer. So let's look at the code. Now, at the very bottom of the page, you see a little PHP code here. And we know it's PHP code because we have this PHP opening tag and the PHP closing tag. We'll get more into this later on. Don't worry, you understand. But just take it from me. This is PHP code. This is just standard HTML. Now you look at this code, there's only this one line. And this one line of code here, which is very short, creates this big footer here. So remember, This is the source code that the browser sees. See, it doesn't see any PHP code. It sees the result of the PHP code, which is the result of this code here. This PHP code, and you'll learn how to do this in the videos, actually outputs text from other files. It's called an occlude. Anyway, we'll get into that later. But again, as you can see, even though I have PHP code on the page, the browser actually doesn't get PHP code. And you know why? Because the PHP code is processed on the server by the PHP engine before it ever gets to the browser. All right, I think we've covered everything we need to cover with regards to the difference between the server-side programming language versus the client-side programming language, the JavaScript, the computer making a request, right? And we understand that server-side languages are processed by engines. For PHP, of course, it's processed by a PHP engine. And we know that engines are simply programs that can read and interpret the code. In the case of PHP, of course, the PHP engine reads and interprets PHP code. And the final thing that we know is that we know that PHP code is never seen by the client computer because it's pre-processed and spits out usually plain HTML or any other code, really. A lot of times you're going to spit out HTML or XHTML or XML and even JavaScript.